Today is Tuesday, December the 1st, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Man, I'm trying to ease back into work, but I just do not feel like working at all. I don't know. Sometimes I think about, and this is going to sound so not grateful, and I am really grateful for the blessings that I've had in my life, or whatever you want to call them. That sounds like a really religious word, so some of you are not religious, so maybe I shouldn't use it, but the good things that have happened to me, the fortunate events that have occurred that have led to me being in a career where I make a good living and I don't have to worry. I don't have to live paycheck to paycheck, and I'm able to have fun and go on vacations and buy nice things. And I'm not, I honestly, I'm not rich. I know a lot of people joke about me having a lot of money. It probably is just because I should be saving more instead of buying stuff all the time. But I do put a lot of money into stocks and savings that just come directly out of my paycheck. So hopefully when I retire one day, I'll have money saved up. But anyway, regardless, I'm comfortably middle class. Mark and I are comfortably middle class, and I should be thankful for that. So when I have thoughts about how much I just really don't enjoy the work that I'm doing, it always feels a little bit, I feel a little bit guilt-stricken. Like, well, I shouldn't think that because I'm making good money and I'm in a very good position in life where my finances are great and I don't have to be stressed about all of that stuff. And there are a lot of people who are out there working and doing things, working two or three jobs just to make ends meet. And in fact, I have been that person in the past when Maddie and I were together and we made some poor financial decisions and bought a house that was too expensive that we couldn't afford, and he lost his job several times, and I had to support him. But so I've been through that, and I've accrued a lot of debt, and now I've worked my way out of it. So it's not like I haven't done some hard work to get where I'm at. However, I just cannot seem to find something that I truly just enjoy going into work every day. And I know a lot of people are like that, and that's kind of why I say I probably should just shut my mouth and do my job and forget about it. And if I don't totally feel fulfilled by my job, who cares? Go in, earn the paycheck, come home, and be fulfilled by the rest of my life, by my hobbies, by my podcasting, by my trumpet playing, by my travel, all of that stuff. Man, I'm really just rambling on this work thing. However, I hope one day that I can decide what I want to be when I grow up and figure out what that thing is that I could be passionate about and also make good money. And maybe that doesn't exist. Maybe I'm one of those people that goes in and does the 9-to-5 thing and makes a paycheck and enjoys the rest of his life. I don't know. I don't really know. It's not that I don't. And it may be that I shouldn't have gone away from being technical, that I should have really drilled down on becoming a developer. And I was a developer for such a short period of time that I didn't have my time to work. I was already too far up the pay scale to be just a junior level developer who could work his way slowly up. And maybe had I done that, or had I been in a situation where I could do that, I would be just, you know, really excited about going into work. But I find my problem is in life and in work especially, is I get bored of doing the same thing over and over, and I don't know what job I can do where I can learn new things, do them for a little bit, and then move on to a new thing. I'm not really sure. It's just like this blender thing. I can learn that, do a couple of projects on it. Of course, I'm not going to get paid for it. So nobody's going to pay me to go out there and learn things and then move on to the next thing. There's a there's a group of podcasters, not podcasters, YouTubers, who they're called the Try Guys that Mark and I watch. And part of when they started, the thing they would do is the reason they're called Try Guys is they would go out and try something that they've never done together. Be it cooking a 5-star meal or driving race cars or whatever, whatever the case may be, they would try female lingerie. They liked to get half naked a lot of times. Now that they're a little bit older, they don't get naked as much, but they used to love to do underwear stuff. And they get paid basically to video themselves trying things. And I think that could be fun because I'm just getting to learn new things and then move on to the next. I don't really know. I get bored. And that's kind of at the point that I'm at. I'm bored, but also I don't like all the bullshit meetings and the higher up you get, the more meetings you have to go to and the more pressure is put on you for things to succeed. And you're not the one actually doing the work and other people are doing the work, but you're the one who's getting all the pressure. And I'm not even a manager. I don't know. All that to say, this past couple of days, I've really had to slowly ease my way back into work because that week on vacation was fantastic. I wish I was old enough to retire. But anyway, I'm thankful that I make a good living and no one is abusing me at work. I'm not under any sort of torture or anything like that. And it's not a bad job. It's just not something that's really fulfilling me. And I have that every night when I go to bed before I have work the next day. I have that Sunday night / Monday morning, got to go to school the next day feeling that kids get. It's like, oh, I have to go to bed. I don't want to go to bed because I've got school in the morning. And when I go to bed, that ends my day. That ends my weekend. That's how I feel every day. So I got a message from Gary on Twitter, and he asked about the neighbors and do they have any sort of appliances on their front porch? And, you know, Gary, that is definitely a thing in Arkansas. A lot of times people will put either their freezer. A lot of times people will have those big, huge freezers that, and there's a name for it. It's not a walk-in freezer. I can't remember the exact name, but they're big. You could get in one. And in fact, I think I've seen on the cartoon G.I. Joe, they used to have these sort of public service announcements at the end of the G.I. Joe cartoon where they would say, children, don't get in freezers and don't use those as a hiding place because they could lock and you could get stuck. And then they would say, and knowing is half the battle, or I don't know, something like that. And when I was growing up, that was a big thing. They would have these little learning moments or teachable moments in between the cartoons. Anyway, these are the type of freezers that if they were not plugged in, if they were junky old freezers that were just sitting out in someone's yard, because that is a thing that happens in South Arkansas. And so, well, maybe not just South Arkansas, but some people who just have junk all around their house and live out in the country and their freezer goes out and they just put it out in the yard. Maybe they start using it as a planter for vegetables. I don't know. But children get in those to use them as a hiding spot. So that was a very common thing for people to put their freezer on their front or their back porch because they don't have any room for it in the house. And also washing machines or dryers is another thing. But I don't think these neighbors have, I have not inspected closely, but I don't think they have any appliances on their front porch. I'm not even sure that they have a front porch, to be honest. I think they just may have a couple of steps up to their door. But now I'm going to have to look. I'm going to have to look when I go by the next time. So Mark and I are finishing up our Christmas decorations. He did put a post on Facebook, and he tagged me. So any of you people that are on Facebook, you can go and look and see the Christmas decor that we've been doing. And the company came yesterday to do the outside Christmas lights. And so we got that done, but I was, and they look good. I was a little disappointed because four of the, and this is, I did not notice this, Mark did, but four of the light bulbs are out, and they just installed them yesterday, and the light bulbs were out when we went out to check them last night. So either they went out really quickly or they were out when they installed the lights. I'm not really sure. So I'm a little bit disappointed about that. And the guy did say we could always call them back for maintenance. So I'm probably going to do that. But he said, try not to do it for one light being out or two lights being out. Try to wait and let them build up and then have us come out. He said, we can't come out for every single light bulb that goes out. So I'm thinking, is four enough? But it's the very first day that they installed it. So I'm probably going to call him or email him or something and say, hey, can you guys come out and fix these four or five light bulbs? Because they were literally out day one. And we wanted to put garland around our front posts, and we had bought garland, and I bought the prettiest. I want to say stainless steel, but it's this silvery metal. There's another kind of silvery metal that's not stainless steel that I can't pewter. It might be pewter. Anyway, it's a deer, and it is so pretty. And we bought it yesterday and put it on the fireplace. It's so nice. But we had bought some garland that was pre-lit that we were going to wrap around the poles. And I went down today to look at them, and I realized they're battery powered, and there are eight of them. No, there are 10 of, yeah, eight of them. And you have to punch each individual button to turn each one of them on, and that's going to be too much work. So we're going to have to return them and try to find some other pre-lit garland today. Ugh. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.